Chapter 4. The Sheriff is Robin's Guest. When Little John went missing, he was actually in Nottingham disguised as a beggar. He had heard there was a fair in town and wanted to look around. What caught his attention most was the contest for staff fighting. On a stage stood a man the people called Eric of Lincoln. He was thought to be the best staff fighter in the area. Little John decided to challenge him. Little John borrowed a staff from one of the men in the crowd. Now the crowd saw the best staff fight they had seen in many years. Crack, crack, whish. With an upward strike, Little John knocked Eric's staff up in the air. Then he knocked Eric on the head with a good blow. Little John's third blow was a sweeping one. It knocked the dazed Eric off the stage. Little John climbed down from the stage. Many people crowded around him, patting him on the back. The sheriff came up to Little John and said,
"I saw you beat Eric of Lincoln."
"That I did," said Little John.
"I need someone who can fight like you. Will you work for me? I will give you 3 new suits of clothes, food, and a room,"
said the sheriff.
"3 suits?"
said Little John.
"Then I will gladly enter your service. My name is Reynold Greenleaf."
Little John went with the sheriff to his house and took his clothes and ate a large meal. He told himself,
"I will be the worst servant this sheriff has ever had."
2 days passed. Little John did nothing but sleep most of the day and eat huge meals. The sheriff's cook became very angry with Little John. On the day of the butcher's party, Little John, as usual, slept late. Halfway through the dinner, Little John woke up and felt hungry. He entered the kitchen, and the cook yelled at him to take some wine to the party. He took the wine and entered the banquet hall, where he saw Robin Hood. After the feast was over, Little John went back to the kitchen and then helped himself to a generous portion of meat, wine, and cheese. He had just sat down when the cook came into the kitchen. The two men watched each other carefully for a minute. Then they began fighting. To Little John's surprise, the cook was very good with a sword. For a full hour they fought. They made a mess in the kitchen. Finally, Little John said,
"You are the best swordsman I have ever seen. What do you say if we take a little rest?"
The cook agreed. After drinking some wine, both men grinned at each other.
"And now, Reynold Greenleaf," said the cook, "let's finish our fight."
"Right,"
said Little John.
"But first tell me, why are we fighting?"
"To see who is better with the sword,"
said the cook.
"I must say, I thought I would beat you easily."
"So did I,"
replied Little John.
"Right now, I think my master and I'd like to have you join us. You can use your blade better in his service than the sheriff's."
"And who might your master be?"
asked the cook. At that moment, one of the butchers entered the kitchen. "I am his master," said the butcher, "and my name is Robin Hood." The cook was amazed. Here was Robin Hood in the sheriff's house.
"By God, you are a brave fellow,"
said the cook.
"I have heard many stories about you, and this proves you are a great outlaw. But who is this tall fellow who serves you?"
"My name is Little John,"
said Reynold Greenleaf.
"Well then, Little John, or Reynold Greenleaf, and you too, Robin Hood. I like you both. I would enter your service gladly,"
said the cook. "Welcome to the Merry Men," said Robin. "Now I must go back to my bed before my disguise is ruined. I will see you both in Sherwood tomorrow." When Robin left, Little John said,
"We should leave the sheriff's house tonight. Let's take some food, wine, and the sheriff's silverware."
"That's a good plan,"
said the cook. They filled up 2 large sacks, then they went out of Nottingham and into Sherwood Forest. The next morning, the sheriff spoke to Robin over breakfast.
I am eager to see your cows.
Right, said Robin. Let's be on our way. Robin and the sheriff left Nottingham. Robin was driving his butcher's wagon, and the sheriff was riding a horse. 8 of the sheriff's men were riding behind them. After riding for a couple of hours, they came to a wide meadow in the woods. On this meadow were 500 of the king's deer. Robin pulled his cart to a stop. This is my herd, said Robin. Are they not fat and beautiful? The sheriff was confused.
Now, fellow, he said, you had better explain yourself.
In answer, Robin pulled his horn out from under his cloak. He blew 3 sharp blasts. In a second, 40 merry men stepped from the trees. One of the merry men came running up and grabbed the bridle of the sheriff's horse.
Hello, my former master,
said Little John.
Reynold Greenleaf,
said the sheriff.
What are you doing here?
I've come to invite you to dinner tonight,
said Little John.
My master Robin Hood would like you to join him.
Little John looked at the butcher and smiled. It's true, said Robin. I am Robin Hood. You thought you would trick a foolish butcher out of his cows? Now you are the one who has been tricked. Tell your men to go back to their homes, or they will be shot full of arrows before they can draw their swords. The sheriff told his men to leave. As soon as they were gone, the merry men led the sheriff into the forest. Finally, they came into a large clearing under a huge tree. A large fire was burning, and over it were several pieces of juicy meat from the king's deer. The merry men treated the sheriff politely, as if he were an important guest.
Sit here on my cloak,
said one to the sheriff.
We have prepared games and contests for your amusement.
Never in all his life did the sheriff see such fine displays of archery, sword fighting, or staff fighting. After the contests, the merry men sang songs and told jokes while they ate dinner. It would have been a great experience for the sheriff, except for 3 things. First, he was a prisoner of his enemy. Second, he recognized his valued cook as he prepared dinner. Third and finally, he was sad to see that his meal was handed to him on his own silver plate. Sadly, the sheriff said to Robin,
No doubt you plan to kill me. Why do you torture me like this?
Fear not, sheriff, said Robin. We will let you live, but you must promise not to harm any outlaw in Sherwood Forest. The sheriff thought for a moment and then said,
Okay, I promise that I will not disturb or seek to arrest the outlaws in Sherwood.
Robin and his men raised their wine glasses and said,
Cheers!
Then Robin took the sheriff back along the winding path to the road that led to Nottingham. At the edge of the forest, he said, Farewell, sheriff. I hope that you have enjoyed this evening's feast. The next time you hire a servant, make sure he is not hiring you. And the next time you plan to cheat a foolish, rich butcher, make sure he is not cheating you. Then Robin Hood hit the back of the sheriff's horse. The animal galloped away, carrying a very embarrassed sheriff.